Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. Indeed, the Lord is good and kind to us. Today is the sixth day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful new day, and indeed, the Lord has been, he has just been wonderful. If this is your first time of joining us, I wonder what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn here and we get to share the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word and invite somebody to this platform. Let them know that the Lord is waiting just to speak to them. Today is the sixth day in the month of May 2025. And we'll be continuing from our series that we started yesterday, Lights, Camera, and Action. We started it day before yesterday. Yesterday, we looked at the part two, and today we will continue to look into it. Lights, Camera, Action. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 30 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 30, When We Walk With The Lord. M30, When We Walk With The Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Chronicles from chapter 24 to chapter 26. And our memory verse is taken from the book of Psalm 33 verse 11. Psalm 33 verse 11, which says, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations." The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thought of his heart to all generations. Psalm 33 verse 11. And our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 50 from verse 16 to 20. Genesis chapter 50 from verse 16 to 20. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 16 it reads, "So they sent word to Joseph saying, your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, as I conclude the teaching I started 2 days ago, I want you to take special note of today's memory verse. It tells us that God's counsel will stand forever. This implies that no matter what anyone tries, God's plans for your life can never be changed. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10 says, "My counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." When things that do not seem to align with God's plan for your life start happening to you, don't despair. Trust God and be confident that he is able to make all things work together for your good. For example, in the Bible, God showed Joseph a glimpse of his plan for his life in two dreams, like we see in Genesis 37 from verse 5 to 9. However, instead of keeping his mouth shut, he announced the news to his brothers and parents. His brothers got angry and sold him into slavery. They thought they were destroying him, but little did they know that they were helping him towards his destiny. After he was brought into Potiphar's house, tragedy struck, and he found himself in prison. I'm sure the devil must have mocked him and asked, "Now, what has become of your big dreams?" However, God never fails to bring his word to pass. He hastens his word to perform it, like we see in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. The bigger the challenges, the more he will shower you with his mighty power. God had a great destiny prepared for David, but the moment the oil came upon his head and he was anointed as king, it seemed all hell was let loose upon him. He became a fugitive for 13 years, moving from one hideout to another. In his Psalms, he recorded how he felt during that season, like we see in Psalm 88, verse 15, and Psalm 25, verse 16. However, despite all that he faced, he still became Israel's king as God ordained. I am sure that was why he said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all," like we see in Psalm 34, verse 19. Beloved, no matter how much the enemy tries to stop you from achieving that glorious destiny that God has prepared for you, I want you to know that all things will work together for your good. When you love God and you are aligned with his purpose, like we see in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Loving God means that you must obey all his commands, like we see in John 14, verse 15. Don't lose hope when negative circumstances come your way. Trust in God, obey all his commandments, and it will surely bring you to the glorious end in him. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, no matter the difficulties you may be facing in your life, God is able to make all things work together for your good. No matter the difficulty you may be facing in your life, God is able to make all things work together for your good. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.